Master Shani, chapter 3, Mishnah 2. Ein loikhin truma bekesef Master Shani. One may not purchase truma with Master Shani money. So if a person has Master Shani money and he goes up to Yerushalayim and the person is a Kohen, he can't buy truma with that Master Shani money. And the reason is, says the Mishnah b'nei shuma ma'at ba'achilasoi, because one reduces the number of its consumers, meaning that only a Kohen is allowed to eat truma. And furthermore, if the truma becomes impure, then it's not, the person's not allowed to eat it at all. So this reduces the number of its consumers, and the first opinion in this Mishnah holds that that is not permitted. Rabbi Shimon Mati, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Well, he allows one to buy truma with Master Shani, and he's not concerned about the scope of potential customers. So he allows it. Amar lehem Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon said to the sages, Ma'a im hekel b'zivchei shlamim. If you rule leniently with regard to peace offerings, now peace offerings, a person would often take their Master Shani money up to Jerusalem, up to Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, and they would buy cattle with it or animals, and they would then offer up these animals as shlomim, as peace offerings, and that the meat of the peace offering could then be eaten in Yerushalayim on the festival. So, says Rabbi Shimon, if you allow a person to use Master Shani money to buy peace offerings, shlamim, and these peace offerings, they are shumavin lidei pigul v'noisar v'tame. They can become pigul, noisar, or tame. Pigul means that they can become impure. If an animal is offered up, and the intention is to eat the meat outside of the prescribed time. Every animal, every sacrifice has a maximum amount of time in which its meat can be eaten, and then the meat becomes disqualified. But if when a person sacrifices the animal, when he shechts it, at that point in time, if he intends to eat it outside of the time, the animal is automatically disqualified through his intention, and that is a pigul, it's called pigul, that's a pigul disqualification. Noisar, the second one, is if a person actually leaves the meat beyond the maximum time limit, the meat also becomes disqualified. And lastly, if it becomes ritually unclean, if it comes into contact with something which is ritually unclean, then the sacrificial meat there would also become impure. So says Rabbi Shimon, you allow a person to use their Master Shani money to buy sacrifices, and sacrifices can become pigul, noisar, and tame. They can really become, that meat can become invalidated in a number of different ways. Lo nakel betruma, so shouldn't we allow a person to buy truma, which is not as sensitive, it doesn't have as many ways that it become invalidated. Amrulai, so the sages said back to Rabbi Shimon, Maim Hekel Bezivchei Shlamim, if we rule leniently regarding peace offerings, Shan Mutarim Lazarim, which are permitted to non-priests, right? A non-priest can eat a Shlamim offering. Nekel Betruma, should we rule leniently in the case of Truma, Shia Sura Lazarim, which is forbidden to non-priests? And so thereby the sages, they're pointing out to Rabbi Shimon that, yes, sacrificial meat can become disqualified in a number of ways, but it is nevertheless edible by a non-Kohen. So anybody who's pure and in Yerushalayim can eat the meat of the sacrifice. And but they say that truma has an added stringency, and the added stringency is that only Kohanim can eat truma. So you see, say the sages, that you can't compare truma and sacrifices, because in this respect truma has a stringency. So don't learn one from the other. And the halacha with the Karti brings is that truma may not be bought with Master Shani money, like the opinion of the sages.